there, folks. This is Smokey, the forest fire preventing bear. Those singing friends of mine, the Sons of the Pioneers, have a song for you. But first, how about joining us in a little visit to a big star? Today, it's Mr. Willard Waterman, the Great Gildersleeve, one of America's best-known water commissioners.
Hello, Smokey. Sure glad you could join me here at the reservoir. We need your help, my boy. Apparently, some people still don't realize how important it is to be careful with matches and smokes outdoors. We had a little fire here yesterday because someone was careless. You know, Smokey, it could have burned up the whole watershed. We've just got to make people understand that when they damage or destroy the land's protective cover of grass, shrubs, and trees, they're really drying up the waterworks. Yeah, I mean, their supply of water. If everyone would just think a bit, they'd be more careful with fire outdoors. They'd make it a habit to be careful. Now, how can we tell that to the American people, Smokey? How can we tell them to keep their watersheds free from fire for their own good?
You've just told them, Mr. Gildersleeve. Mr. Waterman. And the Sons of the Pioneers here apparently agree with you. Listen to their love song of the waterfall.
Everything under the sun has a love song, and someone or something to sing that love song to. I've heard each one to some loved one call, but the sweetest of all was the song of the waterfall.
I hear through virgin timber tall the love song of the
it for now, folks. Thanks a lot for spending this time with us. You know, it's your own state forestry department, along with the Forest Service, U.S. Department of Agriculture, and this station you're listening to that make these get-togethers possible. Until we say hello there again and pay another little visit to another big star, this is Smokey and his pals, the Sons of the Pioneers, asking you to always remember, only you can prevent forest and woods fires.
Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a growling and a sniffing the air. He can find the fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name.